Good morning. This is the Dave Ross Show, early edition. This, of course, is the day after Thanksgiving, but it's also a milestone. Today marks the 1,347th day of the war in Iraq, which may sound like an arbitrary number, and in fact it is, but also happens to be the number of days between December 7th, 1941, and August 15th, 1945, when Japan finally surrendered. And while the World War II comparison may sound ridiculous, officially, that is how we have characterized the enemy.
There are successors to fascists, to Nazis, to communists, and other totalitarians of the 20th century. And history shows what the outcome will be.
Meaning that we will win this time as we did then. To which some people will say, as they said in the last election, we had no idea it would take this long. Yet, in hindsight, we were warned. Warned that it might not be quick.
A campaign on the harsh terrain of a nation as large as California could be longer and more difficult than some predict. And helping Iraqis achieve a united, stable, and free country will require our sustained commitment.
And warned that we would stay until the end.
And I assure you, this will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but victory.
I guess if there's any difference is that where the greatest generation accepted a draft, collected tires and scrap metal and rationed food and gas to win World War II, our generation will win by trying not to dwell on the cost and by shopping. This is Dave Ross. I'll be back at 9 with the Dave Ross Show right here on News Radio 710 Cairo.